KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove are our engineers this afternoon. And we would like to, welcome back Paul Coffin, who we saw a couple of times when he was a member, a founding member, in fact, of Sons of Fathers. But he's on his own now.
Yes, sir. It's
good to
be
see
here,
you.
Jay.
Yeah, good to see you. Congratulations. You have a new album that dropped on Friday called My Gospel.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I kind of, you know, naive as I am, I kind of thought this was going to be a straight up gospel album.
Well, then you saw the cigarette on the front, you know,
yeah,
that's why we did that.
Yeah, right.
You got to show that it's not just strictly gospel, you know.
Right.
Smoking's allowed.
So it's called My Gospel. But it's not a gospel album, but obviously there's some roots in gospel music in it.
Yes, sir. I just, you know, I finally just went back to my roots. And I grew up in the church, and I grew up singing real loud, you know, when I was a boisterous young lad singing, I guess. And then I started this band, Sons of Fathers, with David. And, you know, singing two-part harmony, you can't just out-sing each other, and you got to be mindful of the other singer. And you sing a little thinner, and you try to just let it blend rather than stick out. So now I'm doing the opposite.
And you're sticking out.
Sticking out a little.
All right. Well, Paul Coffin and some music off of his new album, My Gospel, live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9.
This one's called Still Driving. I'm still driving. When's this break gonna come? You bag my picking with a big old timpani drum. Stole the shelter from the stone. A night my cousin's baby was born. Oh, 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 yeah. Some say I'm a hug. Nectar from the dawn. Still, I'm still driving. When's this break gone? You bag my bacon with a big old timpani drum.
Live in Studio 1A this afternoon with Paul Coffin, and we heard the lead track from his new album, a tune called Still Driving, from the album My Gospel. So as you were, and I mentioned to you before, when you were Sons of Fathers, it was kind of a vocal harmony thing with you and David, and definitely you get to kind of stand out front now and really kind of demonstrate your pipes.
Yeah, well, sometimes the pipes get rusty, you know, and so you got to clear them out and get up here and sing it loud. So this morning, usually it was easier kind of when you were singing with two people, because if you do have like a rough voice or something, you know, the other one, hey, Dave, you know, somebody help me sing today, you know, mm-hmm. sing a little louder and prouder. But it's good to be able to pipe it and belt it, you know, not hold back. So this album was actually the first time I've really ever felt like I've been up to my top potential at the moment. So
So the album was recorded mostly in Dallas, but you guys also went down to Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals to record.
Yes, sir.
It must have been quite an experience.
That was epic. You know, one of those places you got to pinch yourself a couple times to make you realize, okay, I am in Fame Studios. It was an opportunity that you've just got to seize, and you got to go up there and cut some good tracks, because I mean, so many epic artists have come through there, mm-hmm. and you know, you feel the spirit when you walk in those doors.
For people who may not know, Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals produced a lot of those great soul songs in the 1960s and 70s from Wilson Pickett and Aretha Franklin. The Stones went down there to record. I believe the Allman Brothers might have recorded there as well. Oh, yeah. But a lot of people have been through the doors, and so it's kind of a...
It was an honor.
It's an honor, yeah.
And we actually went back, gone back and recorded since, so... It's been a great ride, you know, riding since Sons of Fathers, having to rewrite and focus and harness what you want to accomplish, get a team together to actually put out a record properly. So right. It's been since about April 2014, and now we're back at it, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
So I noticed that the gentleman you have playing guitar today, Nick Lee, is all over the new album.
Oh, yeah. He's right here. Yeah. He's all over it, and he's there to stay.
All right. You want to take a moment and, besides Nick Lee, and introduce the rest of the gents?
All right. Well, Nick Lee from Dallas, Texas on the guitar, like you said. And Scott Lee back here, Dallas, Texas. Then we have Mr. Nate Wadan, who now resides in Nashville, Tennessee, but he is a DFW area guy on the drums. And then back here on the piano and the organ, Seven Sendersons from Atoka, Oklahoma.
Okay. And Paul Coffin from... excuse me, Tyler, Texas.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I see on the tour that you guys are going around the Midwest, and you'll be playing in Nashville. So is there a kind of extra pressure when you do a gig in Nashville?
Oh, no, it's a lot easier, because it's hard to play in Texas because you got to be real good. And
but Nashville, so, not so much.
No, oh, I'm kidding. No, it's pressure everywhere. You go up to Nashville, yes, those big stages like the Ryman, you got to go up there and buck up and play music and do what you've been working on for 20 years or whatever. So can't get in your head, just like going into Fame Studios or these epic places, you know. You go to these old halls that you think about all the people that have played there, and you can kind of get lost in that moment, which it's great. I always get lost in those moments. And that's what keeps me young in this business and excited about it, is just the epic art that has been displayed in these venues. And you know, whether it's Nashville, New York, or Austin, Texas, you know, they're everywhere, and you just got to rise to the occasion.
Paul Cawthorn is our guest. You're playing in San Marcos, is it tomorrow?
No, it's this afternoon.
This afternoon.
We play an in-store at Superfly's, the Lone Star Music over there.
San Marcos.
And,
but you'll be in Austin a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, October 25th, you'll be at Stubbs.
Stubbs Outdoors with Elle King. Yeah, right. We're going on the road with her for about a month. We'll finish up. We start the 22nd, and we'll end the November 22nd. Mm-hmm. So it's a good one.
So I see you're going to bookend the set. You're going to close out Lee's live portion with the title track, which was one of my favorites on the album.
Yes, sir. This track I had started with Owen Temple. He's a hill country guy down here, and I had the guts of it first couple of verses, and then we took it to Muscle Shoals, and Nick And Bo Bedford helped me finish it up there in Muscle Shoals, and the rest is history. So here's right. my gospel.
Son, are you weary with troubles in life? You take your heartache, the glass of wine. Are you haunted by the ghost you know? Pay them off with kindness, the dead you owe. Father, how are you tired, full of despair? Fish out of water, a gasping prayer. At the mercy of your troubled soul, crumple a letter, pay your toll. This is my gospel, oh, this is my truth. My soul keeps waiting in the fountain of you.
Track from the new album by Paul Coffin, My Gospel. Well, great to have you back.
Jay, it's always a pleasure.
Congratulations again on the new album, and you can catch these gentlemen a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, October 25th. They'll be at Stubbs with L. King. Well, we're going to close off the live portion of the show here, and the band's going to do another tune, and all three songs will be up on our website at KUTX.org. Thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, who've been our engineers this afternoon. Best of luck out on the road.
Thank you, Jay. Best of luck to y'all here at KUT. Thank you for holding it down.
All right. Thank you. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. I'll have some tickets to give away in the next few minutes right here on KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.